We talk a lot about different industries, but one thing we don't often think about is all the stuff left over, the waste.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind a lot of times.
And it's a lot more than just an eyesore. We're talking environmental issues, big financial
For
headaches.
sure. Huge problem.
Makes you think, right? What if instead of just being a cost, some of that waste could be turned into something actually valuable?
That's a great question, and it's something a lot of folks are starting to look into seriously, especially in industries like coal mining, where you have these just mountains of material that have to be dealt with somehow.
And for a long time, it's been pretty basic stuff, landfills, slurry ponds, even burning some of it.
Right, the sort of traditional approaches, but they all have their downsides, and they're getting more and more expensive all the time.
Not to mention the regulations are getting stricter and stricter.
Exactly. So you have this kind of perfect storm brewing where the old ways of dealing with this waste are becoming less viable.
And that's where something like United Earth Energy's Unibox system comes in.
Right. And this is where things get interesting because the Unibox is a mobile pyrolysis system.
Pyrolysis, for those listening, is basically a way of breaking down this waste material using high temperatures, but in a way that doesn't involve burning it.
No oxygen, no combustion. Instead, you're sort of baking it and breaking it down into useful byproducts.
So for everyone joining us today, what we really want to dig into is how this Unibox actually works. What kind of waste can it handle? What does it actually produce?
Yeah, and then the big question, what kind of impact could this have, both for the companies using it, but also the environment?
We want to keep things understandable so we won't get too bogged down in the technical details.
Right, we want to make sure this is useful for everyone listening, regardless of their background.
So to start with, let's talk about the sheer scale of this waste problem. We're talking coal fines, mining residues, waste lignite. This isn't just a little bit of stuff here and there.
No, these are like massive, continuous streams of byproduct from these huge operations.
So to be clear for everyone, coal fines are those tiny, almost dust-like particles that get created when you're mining and processing coal.
And mining residues are basically anything left behind after you've extracted the valuable stuff, all the rock and other material.
Then you've got waste lignite, which is like this lower grade coal that has a lot of moisture and ash in it.
Yeah, it makes it tough to use for traditional combustion, so it often just gets piled up.
And of course, all of this has to be managed somehow, which, surprise, surprise, costs a lot of money.
It's not cheap, that's for sure.
We're talking anywhere from 50 to 150 bucks a ton just to get rid of the coal fines.
And that's on the low end. If you start talking about mining residues, the costs can shoot up even higher.
$75 to $200 a ton for managing that stuff.
Yeah, you got waste rock removal, water treatment, a lot of moving parts.
And even dealing with that waste lignite, drying it out, handling it, getting rid of it, $60 to $250 a ton.
And this is all before you even start talking about potential regulatory fines.
Which, by the way, could be massive. We're talking up to $100,000 per violation.
Oof, yeah, that's not something you want to mess around with.
So to put this all in perspective, let's imagine a coal mine that produces, say, 500,000 tons of coal fines every year.
Okay, yeah, that's a good example to illustrate the scale we're dealing with here.
Just to dispose of those coal fines, we're talking $25 million a year on the low end, $75 million on the high end.
Yeah, and that's just one type of waste from one mine. It really adds up fast.
Our source actually mentions a figure of over $50 million a year just to deal with coal fines.
50 million, and this is all money that's basically just going down the drain.
Yeah, it's purely a cost with no return. And this is where something like the Unibox starts to get really interesting, because it's not just about saving money, it's about actually making money from what used to be pure waste.
That's the game changer right there.
So let's dive into how this thing actually works. We mentioned pyrolysis, that advanced thermal decomposition thing.
Yeah, let's break it down a bit further. So the basic idea is you heat up this waste material to really high temperatures.
Hot, hot, hot.
But here's the key. You do it without any oxygen. So instead of burning, the material gets broken down into different components.
Think of it like cooking something in a sealed container, right? It's basically getting cooked, but not actually burning.
Exactly. And the big advantage is you avoid all those nasty emissions you get with traditional burning.
So let's get specific. What types of mining waste can this thing actually process?
Well, they've designed it to be pretty versatile. You can feed it coal fines, even the superfine particles that are really hard to deal with otherwise.
Okay, so that takes care of those.
You can also process waste lignite, even the stuff with lots of moisture and ash.
Which is a big deal because that stuff's usually a real pain to deal with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Then there's slurry pond sediments, which often have residual hydrocarbons in them.
And all sorts of mining residues, right?
Yep, including organic rich tailings, which is all that fine grain stuff left over from extracting the valuable ores.
So that's quite a variety of material. So you feed all that into the Unibox, and what comes out the other side? What are these high-value byproducts we keep hearing about?
Well, there are three main things. First, you get what they call reclaimed synthetic fuel.
Okay, so actual usable fuel from all this waste.
Yep, And this stuff makes up a good chunk of the output, something like 30 to 50%.
Wow. So what do you do with it?
This is where it gets really cool. You can use it in industrial furnaces, power plants, basically turning that waste right back into an energy source.
So it comes full circle.
Exactly. Then the second major output is a mix of carbon black and activated carbon.
So what's that good for?
Oh, tons of things. Filtration systems, asphalt, even tires. It's super versatile.
So another valuable product. And that's about how much of the output?
Somewhere between 20 and 40%.
So we're already up to 50 to 90% of the waste being turned into something usable. That's pretty impressive.
And last but not least, you've got syngas.
Syngas, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's a mixture of carbon monoxide and hydrogen. It's a clean burning gas, so you can use it to generate heat and power.
Oh, cool. So you can have to use it right there at the mine.
Exactly. And it's about 10 to 20% of the output.
So basically, a mining company can take all this waste that's currently costing them a fortune to deal with.
Right.
They run it through this unibox, and they end up with fuel they can sell, carbon materials they can sell, and even gas they can use themselves to power their operations.
That's the idea. You're taking something that was a liability and turning it into a potential asset.
A complete 180. It's a whole new way of looking at waste. And it's not just about the financial benefits, right? This has big implications for sustainability, too.
Absolutely. We're talking reduced emissions, resource recovery, the whole package. Pretty exciting stuff.
So let's break down those benefits a bit more. First on the list is slashing those waste management costs and actually turning that into a revenue stream. We've already talked about how expensive it is to deal with all this waste.
Yeah, the numbers are eye-watering. Millions and millions of dollars just to get rid of it.
So how does the Unibox flip the script on that?
Well, let's go back to that example of a facility producing 500,000 tons of coal fines per year. With the Unibox, they could completely eliminate those disposal costs.
Which we said could be up to $50 million.
Gone. But that's just the beginning. Remember all that synthetic fuel they're producing?
Yeah, 250,000 tons of it.
That could be worth as much as $125 million a year.
Holy cow.
And then you've got the 150,000 tons of carbon black they're producing, another $30 million right there.
So that's like $155 million in new revenue streams, plus the $50 million they're saving on disposal.
And don't forget about that syngas. It could potentially save them another $10 million a year in energy costs.
So we're talking a total swing of over $215 million. From a huge cost to a massive profit center. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, the numbers speak for themselves.
Benefit number two is all about turning those coal fines into something useful. Those fine particles are a real problem for a lot of companies.
Oh, yeah. They're too small and too dispersed for traditional combustion methods.
So how does the Unibox solve that?
Well, by processing them, it transforms them into a fuel that can actually be used.
Okay, so you're basically upgrading them from a nuisance to a valuable resource.
Exactly. And this synthetic fuel can be sold to power plants, cement kilns, places that can actually use it.
Right, places with the right infrastructure to handle it. So that takes care of a big chunk of the waste. What about other ways to utilize it?
They can also blend those processed fines into what are called briquettes.
Briquettes, like those compressed blocks of charcoal you use for grilling?
Similar concept. These briquettes can be used as an industrial fuel source.
Okay, so you're basically taking these tiny particles and turning them into something more manageable and easier to use.
Exactly. And then, of course, you've got that syngas, which can be used right there at the mine to generate heat and power.
Reducing their dependence on external energy sources and saving even more money. It's like a win-win-win.
And all of this means they're getting more value out of the resources they're already extracting.
Less waste, more efficiency. Good for the bottom line and good for the environment.
Exactly. Which brings us to benefit number three, reducing greenhouse gas emissions and potentially even earning some carbon credits.
Because let's face it, traditional waste disposal methods in this industry aren't exactly known for being eco-friendly.
Yeah, we're talking methane emissions from those big piles of waste, potential water contamination from slurry ponds. Not good.
So how does the Unibox do things differently?
Well, first off, it eliminates those methane emissions at the source.
Which is a big deal because methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide.
Oh yeah, way worse for the climate. And on top of that, the Unibox produces cleaner burning fuel alternatives.
So you're reducing emissions both at the source and through the products you create.
Precisely. And all of this can translate into some serious financial benefits through carbon credits.
Right, because companies can actually get paid for reducing their emissions. So how much are we talking?
Well, carbon credits can go for anywhere from $20 to $50 per ton of CO equivalent avoided.
And the Unibox could potentially prevent up to 2 million metric tons of CO equivalent emissions per year.
Just by eliminating that methane release, not to mention the reductions from using cleaner fuels.
So we're talking a potential $40 to $100 million a year in carbon credits.
Yeah, it's a significant incentive to adopt these cleaner technologies. And it's not just about the money, it's about improving their ESG ratings too.
Right, which is increasingly important for investors.
Absolutely. A good ESG score is becoming essential for attracting capital these days.
And it makes sense. People want to invest in companies that are actively trying to do the right thing for the environment.
Totally. So it's good business all around.
Moving on to benefit number four, those pesky regulatory and environmental compliance costs. We mentioned those hefty fines earlier.
Yeah, no one wants to get hit with one of those. It can really set a company back.
So how does the Unibox help companies avoid those?
Well, by processing the waste into usable products, it basically reduces their liability.
Okay, so they're not stuck with all that waste sitting around in landfills and slurry ponds.
Right, and that means they're less likely to run afoul of those strict environmental regulations.
They're also reducing their reliance on those traditional waste disposal methods that are under so much scrutiny these days.
Exactly, and the Unibox is designed to meet the latest environmental standards.
So they can be more confident that they're in compliance.
Right, it's like a built-in safety net. Plus, by processing everything on-site, they're reducing the need to transport hazardous waste.
Which is another major expense and a potential risk.
For sure. Trucking all that waste around can be a real headache, so the Unibox simplifies things in a lot of ways.
Less risk, less hassle, fewer costs. Sounds like a good deal to me.
It's definitely a game changer for the industry.
Okay, last but not least, benefit number five is all about the Unibox itself. Its portability, scalability, the fact that you can use it right there at the mine.
Right. It's not some massive fixed installation that takes years to build.
Which is a big deal for companies that operate in remote areas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Traditional waste treatment facilities can be a logistical nightmare to set up in those kinds of locations.
So how does the Unibox address that challenge?
Well, it's designed to be modular and portable. So you can basically pick it up and move it wherever you need it.
Like a giant Lego set for waste management?
Kind of. And they can get it up and running pretty quickly, within weeks rather than years.
So that means a much faster return on investment. And they can scale it to fit their needs, right?
Yep. They can process anywhere from 100 to 1,000 tons of waste per day, depending on their specific requirements.
So whether you're a big operation or a smaller one, you can find a configuration that works for you.
Exactly. And that flexibility is really important, especially for companies operating in those hard-to-reach places.
It's like bringing the solution to the problem instead of the other way around. To make all of this a little more concrete, our source actually provides a case study of a major U.S. coal mine that produces a lot of waste lignite.
Yeah, they're dealing with 800,000 tons of it every year.
So what kind of impact could the Unibox have on a mine like that?
Well, first off, they could save around $65 million a year just by avoiding the costs of traditional disposal.
That's already a huge win.
And then there's the revenue they could generate from selling all that synthetic fuel and carbon black.
Which we estimated could be as much as $85 million.
And on top of that, they could potentially qualify for another $90 million in carbon credits thanks to all those emissions reductions.
So let's add all that up. $65 million in savings plus $85 million in revenue plus $90 million in carbon credits. That's $240 million.
Yeah, that's a serious chunk of change.
It really highlights the potential of this technology to completely transform a company's financial outlook.
It's not just about sustainability anymore. It's about turning waste into a profit center.
And it goes beyond just one company, right? This has implications for the entire industry.
Absolutely. This could be a game changer for how we think about waste management in the coal and mining sectors.
It's a solution that addresses so many of the key challenges they're facing. Reducing waste, lowering emissions, maximizing resource recovery. It's a win on multiple fronts.
Right. It's about moving away from those costly and environmentally damaging disposal methods and embracing a more sustainable approach.
And it shows that you can do well by doing good.
Exactly. It's proof that sustainability and profitability can go hand in hand.
So to sum all this up, for our listeners, the Unibox system seems like a really compelling solution to a massive problem facing the coal and mining industries.
We're talking about mountains of waste that cost a fortune to deal with and pose serious risks to the environment.
And the Unibox offers a way to not only get rid of that waste, but to actually turn it into something valuable.
Creating new revenue streams, reducing emissions, boosting sustainability. It's a pretty remarkable technology.
And it makes you wonder, what other industries could benefit from this kind of approach?
That's a great question for everyone listening to think about. What other waste problems are out there just waiting for the right innovation to come along?
Where else could we be turning a liability into an asset? It's a fascinating thought, and it's something we'll be exploring further in future episodes.
Definitely worth keeping an eye on, because it seems like we're on the cusp of a real shift in how we think about waste.
From something to be discarded to something to be valued. A true circular economy where nothing goes to waste.
And that's a future I'm excited to see unfold.
Me too. And for anyone who wants to learn more about United Earth Energy and their Unibox, you can find their contact information in the show notes. It's definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. Lots of exciting developments happening in this space.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.